Josh, talk about your situation, please, and what was your reaction when you found out you were going to be suspended for 2 games?
You know, it was just part of the consequences that came with it. I'm willing to deal with it, and have to deal with it, and plan to move forward from this point on, and look forward to this upcoming season.
And you're going to be playing 2 games for free, basically, right, without being paid. Talk about that.
At this point, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. Really looking forward to week 3, actually, when I can come back and help contribute to the team. Till then, I'll be out here every day working out with the team, training camp, help motivating these guys to get ready for the season.
How surprised were you with the failed test?
You know, the fact that it happened, you know, it was beyond me. Something. It's one of those things you just really couldn't control. But honestly, I mean, the statements of it actually already came out in my previous statement in June, and it's not too much I can comment on it.
But can you just, did you know there's codeine in that medicine that you were taking?
You know, that was, it's also some details that were given in the previous statement I made in June. So that's something you probably have to ask the doctor or ask
Josh,
somebody else.
Coach Choate said he's talked to you about accountability and kind of moving forward. Have you assured him that there's not going to be anything more like this?
No, we definitely talked about it. Accountability is a big issue, you know, here. We definitely plan for the future. We're looking forward to the things we can do beyond this point. Can't really, you know, sit back and just, you know, just think about the past and things that's happened. So we're really looking forward to what we can do from here on out.
What was the message from the front office? Did you sit down with Joe Banner, and what did he tell you?
I have not sat down with him. You know, but I was told by other people that definitely supported me in my corner. That's good to know. You know, I'm definitely still trying to regain their trust and our front office trust, our team's trust, you know, just to prove them that they can count on me.
Did you feel the need to apologize to the team?
Oh, definitely. Definitely need to apologize to the team, the Browns fans, the coaching staff here, my family and friends. You know, it's hurt a lot of people. We're dealing with it, but we definitely plan to move on from it.
Josh, are you more uneasy because this is not the group that drafted you? You know, you have to prove something to these guys that the other group already knew about.
No, I do not. I really don't feel that way. My actions will speak out here on the field, and that's what I came here to do. Regardless of who's the coach or who's working here, I'm still going to be in Cleveland. I still got to show up and do my job every day. So,
Josh, are you ready to be a number one receiver?
I definitely am. I feel as I am. That's what I worked hard for. I didn't come here to be anything less than that. I don't think anybody strives to be a number two or number three. You know, the fact that it happened is, it's what I work for, so I expect that.
Did you have to alter your goals for the season because you won't be out for the first 2 weeks?
Is that doing that?
Alter your personal goals for the season?
Definitely not. To me, you know, it's never really just a stat thing or a personal goal-wise is that. That's going to hold me back now. It's ultimately a team goal, you know, so I've definitely got to cheer them on for those first 2 weeks and everything from a distance. But when I come back, despite personal goals or stats or anything like that, I definitely want wins for our team, and that's the most important thing.
Josh, when you came a year ago, you were very remorseful about your past. You were thankful the team had confidence in you, and you vowed that you would repay them their confidence. Do you feel you have to do that all over again?
I really don't feel that way. I mean, I'm still working towards it. That's something, you know, that's in the past. It's still going to gloom over me for a long time. But I still got a long way to go, a lot to prove to the fans here, to the people here, you know. But regarding this, it's just another obstacle in my way of getting there.
I think, you know, a lot of people would look at something like this and be concerned or worried that maybe you do have some kind of a substance abuse issue or problem. What can you say to that?
Well, I'm pretty sure, pretty clear, like most of the things concerning the details of that would be also given in my statement made in June. You know, it wasn't nothing of the sort of recreational use, so I can't really speculate.
What about the Miami Heat issue? Are you surprised the backlash you received over that?
You know, given that the time that it took place, I wasn't really thinking about it at all. You know, wasn't for sure the severity of it. You know, but I definitely wanted to apologize for that. And, you know, seeing as though it's such a huge deal out here. The fans in Cleveland definitely take their sports seriously, and that was a blank mind moment at that point. But you know, it's
so you regret it.
Do I regret it? It's just one of those heated moment things going when the game was on. But
you know, a blank mind moment.
Well, considering the fact, yeah, you know, I was not being in Cleveland,
right,
you know, at the time, right.
You mean tweeting about it?
Right.
Was that, regret being out there part of the LeBron celebration?
Do I regret it? No, I don't regret it or anything like that. It's just, you know, the fact that it could have been done maybe a easier way or less way to clash with the people who didn't, you know, agree with it that way. So it could have been done a different way, really, I guess.
What is your reaction?
We've got time for one more question.
Well, Charles Bentley came down pretty hard on Twitter after that stuff. What was your reaction to that? He said, you know, I'm saying that you don't have your priorities straight.
I'm not really sure what he said. I didn't see the tweet or anything about him. But, you know, everybody, they're still entitled to your opinion. I can't tell you what to think or anything like that, so it's beyond me.
Do you think you have your priorities straight?
My priorities straight? Yeah. My priorities are definitely in order, definitely in line. I still got a job to come out here and do every day. I gotta be accountable, you know, be a grown man, help provide for me and my family. So I definitely have my priorities in order. Yeah.
Great.